Blog Talk Radio. reference God on tonight. Father God, we come with gracious hearts of your sovereignty and your love unmeasured. We thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father, for enabling us together in unity once again around this spectrum, coming together as pilgrims through this barren land. We're asking you to anoint these lips of clay to bring a rhema word to those that may or may not know of you in the pardons of their sins. Grace me, your servant, with words of encouragement, words of wisdom to those that are hurting deep within their very souls. These and other blessings we ask in thy Son Jesus' name, and we shall all say amen and amen. And all right, we're going to go right on into our service. I have not implemented a call-in number as I have been putting across the airways, is that I have not come up with the resolution just as yet, but I will keep you abreast when that become available unto myself. So until then, if you want to send any remittance to janiceallaboutgod@yahoo.com, I welcome your comments and your letters. So if you want to send any requests in for prayer, you can do so. And if you, this program has been a blessing to you in your daily walk with God, we welcome your comments and we welcome all the letters that you would like to send in. And we just thank God for you, you, and you. And we're going to go now into our program. All right, we left off last night and we were talking about Ruth going down to the threshing floor. And she did according to all that her mother-in-law instructed her. Hallelujah. And after Boaz had eaten and drank, and his heart was cheerful, he went to lie down at the end of the heap of grain. And she came softly, uncovered his feet, and laid down. Now it happened at midnight that the man was startled and turned himself, and there a woman was lying at his feet. And he said, "Who are you?" So she answered, "I'm Ruth, your maidservant." He said, "Take your servant under your wings, for you are a close relative." Then he said, "Blessed are you of the Lord, my daughter, for you have shown more kindness at the end than at the beginning." Hallelujah. "And that you did not go after young men, whether poor or rich. And now, my daughter, do not fear. I will do for you all that you request, for all the people of my town know that you are a virtuous woman. Now, it is true that I am a close relative. However, there is a relative closer than I. Stay this night, and in the morning it shall be that if he will perform the duty of a close relative for you, good, let him do it. But if he does not want to perform the duty for you, then I will perform the duty for you as the Lord lives. Lie down till morning." So she laid at his feet till morning, and she arose before one could recognize another. Then he said, "Do not let it be known that the woman came to the threshing floor." Also he said, "Bring the shawl that is on you and behold it." And when she held it, he measured 6 ephahs of barley and laid it on her. Then she went into the city. When she came to her mother-in-law, she said, "Is that you, my daughter?" Then she told her all that the man had done for her. And she said, "These 6 ephahs of barley he gave me, for he said to me, 'Do not go empty-handed to your mother-in-law.'" Then she said, "Sit still, my daughter, till you know how matters will turn out. For the man will not rest until he has concluded the matter this day. Now Boaz went to the gate and sat there. Hallelujah. And behold, the close relative of whom Boaz had spoken came by. So Boaz says, come aside, friend, sit down here. So he came aside and sat down. And he took 10 men of the elders of the city and said, sit down here. So they sat down. Then he said to the closest relative, Naomi, who had come back from the country of Moab, sold the pieces, hallelujah, of land which belonged to our brother Elimelech. And I thought to inform you, saying, buy it back in the presence of the inhabitants and the elders of my people. If you will redeem it, redeem it. But if you will not redeem it, then tell me that I might know, for there is no one but you to redeem it, and I am next after you. He said, I will redeem it. Then Boaz, on the day you buy the field from the hands of Naomi, you must also buy it from Ruth, the Moabite, the wife of the dead, to perpetuate the name of the dead through his inheritance. And the close relative said, I cannot redeem it for myself, lest I ruin my own inheritance. You redeem it, my right of redemption, for yourself, for I cannot redeem it. Now, this was the custom in former times in Israel concerning redeeming and exchanging to confirm anything. One man took off his sandal and gave it to another, and this was a confirmation in Israel. Therefore, the close relative said to Boaz, buy it for yourself. So he took off his sandal, and Boaz said to the elders and all the people, you are witnesses this day that I have bought all that was Elimelech and all that was Chilion and Mahlon from the hands of Naomi. Moreover, Ruth, the Moabite, she's the widow of Mahlon, and I have acquired as my wife to perpetuate the name of the dead through his inheritance. So the name of the dead may not be cut off from among his brethren and from his position at the gate. You are witnesses this day. And all the people who were at the gate and the elders said, we are witnesses. The Lord make the woman who is coming to your house like Rachel and Leah, the two who built the house of Israel, and may you prosper and be famous in Bethlehem. May your house be like the house of Perez. And so we find out that Boaz took Ruth and she became his wife. Hallelujah. And when he went to her, the Lord had gave her conception and she bore a son. Then the woman said to Naomi, blessed he the Lord who has not left you this day without a close relative. And may his name be famous in Israel. And may he be to you a restorer of life and a nourisher of your old age. For your daughter-in-law who loved you, who is better to you than seven sons, has bore him. Then Naomi took the child and laid him upon her bosom and became a nurse to him. Also the neighbor woman gave him a name, saying, there is a son born to Naomi, and they call his name Obed. He is the father of Jesse, the father of David. We find out in Ruth 4 and 14, says, blessed be the Lord who has not left you this day without a close relative. May he be to you a restorer of life and a nourisher of your old age. Now, I would like to ask those of you that are out there in my digital listening audience, how many of you have went through a turbulent time in your life, and you have experienced heartaches, setbacks, and you have been, look like, just turned away from relatives and friends, and you have lost all of your possessions, some of you that are listening on tonight. You have lost everything that you own, and the only thing that you have left is the clothes on your back. Hallelujah. And you have tried to find love in all the wrong places. You have been broken. You have experienced heartaches, hardships, and all sorts of trials and tribulations. But I want to let you know tonight that you, like Ruth, has encountered heartaches, famine, despair, sorrow, the loss of a loved one, the loss of a husband, the loss of a spouse, the loss of a wife, the loss of a child, and yet you can't seem to find peace and contentment anywhere. I want to send encouragement to you on tonight. I want to let you know that you are not alone, that God has a blessing in store for you. He knows your suffering. He knows how much pain that you have encountered. And God is going to turn your pain into gladness. God can turn around any situation that seems to be hopeless. God is our hope. God is the God that we go through when we need our prayers answered, when we need a question answered. We need to go to God. God is our ultimate consulter. God can give us answers to unsolved problems, questions that we don't have the answer to. And you might say, Pastor Ward, how long must I suffer? How long must I be without a husband? How long must I be without a wife? How long must I be without the just everyday essentials that a person needs to survive in this world we call planet Earth? But I'm here to let you know that in God's word, he said, weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. And even though you might have been suffering for a period of time, some might have been encountering hardships for a year, some might be experiencing hardships for 5 years, some more. But I'm here to encourage your heart on tonight, saints of God, and my friends and kinship, and you that are out there in my digital listening audience. I come to let you know that God can heal a broken heart. God can put the pieces of your life back together if you allow him to do so. And there is, hallelujah, like Ruth, there is a Boaz out there. God still has some godly men that are still out there. And God knows where they are. And if you would all but just trust God, put your faith in him when all hope seemed to be gone, just trust God and put your faith in God. Your friends and your loved ones might tell you that you're a hopeless case. But I'm here to let you know there has not been a case that God could not solve. There has not been a door that has been closed that God could not open. So I'm letting you know on tonight, look to the hills with cometh your help. For your help cometh from the Lord, who made the heaven and the earth. Just wait on God. Don't be in a hurry to remarry, because, see, you might miss your blessing. See, you might get a zero of a husband when you could have had a hero of a husband. See, Ruth waited. She could have got a man, a poor man, a moderate man in stature, but God blessed her with a mighty man of God, a man that had prestige and also had wealth. So he took her from poverty, hallelujah, to the mountaintop. She can stand tall and look to God as the author and the finisher of her faith, because she did not give up. She did not give in. When hard time approached, she kept her faith in God, even though at times it seemed like she didn't have food to provide for her and her family. But she kept the faith, and God provided. It seemed like when death knocked on her door and recouped her husband, then death knocked on her door and recouped her sons. And it looked like that she didn't no longer have a protector and a comforter. But God let her know, if you just hold on a little while longer. Don't let go of God's hand. Don't let go. Don't let society tell you to give up, throw in the towel, because no case is hopeless when God is on your side. And we know that in every great love story, there is an obstacle, and there will be obstacles. Like Boaz, he was a good man. And he loved Ruth. And not only did he love her, but he longed to marry her. And we find out that there were some obstacles and problems according to the law, that someone first was in line. And this is intriguing law that explained in Deuteronomy 25 and 5 through 10. And it explains that widows and that widows was a destitute in those days. So a near relative could purchase the land that the widow had lost when her husband died. He could marry her and protect her and provide for her. So like Boaz, he was a relative, but there was another guy that was a nearer relative than he was, and he was a Cad, and he wanted the land, but cared nothing, hallelujah, for Ruth. So we find out, on the other hand, if Ruth had not been listening to God and listening to, people that is of God and people that can give you sound and spiritual advice, mentors, then you lack her. She waited. She didn't hurry into a marriage. So if you just like Ruth, wait on God. God will send the right man your way. Ruth, if she had inherited into her marriage, she might have ended up with a calf. But she didn't. She listened. Hallelujah. She listened to Naomi, who advised her. She told her, said to sit still, my daughter, until we know how this matter will turn out. We find that in the law of Ruth 3:18. Hallelujah. And I would like to ask you that are out there in my dear listening audience on tonight, how many of you young women out there in the digital audience that have failed to listen to your parents, are godly people of God, older mentors, and you hear it on into your marriage. Hallelujah. And then you had a great regret later. Now we know that your character can only be revealed in time. So don't panic. And if God's in it, he will keep it together. Trust God enough to give it time. And we know that a good man will wait. But we know that there is a deeper message here. For Boaz was a Christ figure. And the world may tell you there are many ways to God. But we find out that the Bible tells us that lead to death. But Jesus is the only way. Jesus is the only one who can set you free. He paid with his own precious blood to redeem you and I. And no matter your past, we find out that Ruth was overwhelmed that a man like Boaz could forgive her past and love her. But he did. And in faith, she went to Boaz and said, take your maidservant under your wings. We find that in the book of Ruth 3:9. So if you do the same with Jesus, he will redeem you and set you free. And in ending, I hope and pray that I've said something to marinate your spirit and infuse your mind. As I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. Until we meet again, I want you to go in God as God go in you. Bye for now.